This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, July 1, in Squiz Kids Today. Teachers march on Parliament. The worst hotel in the world. West Coast Eagles accidental rookie and movies make a comeback. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Thousands of New South Wales school teachers went out on strike yesterday, taking to the streets of the Sydney CBD and marching on state parliament. The strike meant both public and Catholic schools were closed across the state. The first time in decades teachers from both school systems have gone on strike together. Waving flags, brandishing banners and carrying signs with messages like, "If you can read this, thank a teacher," the protesters wanted to send a message to the New South Wales Education Minister, who oversees the education system, the message being that they are tired, overworked, and feel underpaid. Teachers who took part in the protest complained a shortage of teachers meant oversized classrooms, over-dependence on relief teachers, and lots of young teachers leaving the profession concerned about the work that they had to do and the money that they were being paid to do it. Going on strike and protesting is one way that people who live in a democracy like Australia is are able to raise awareness of an issue and hopefully apply pressure on governments to change things. If you're one of the states still at school and you see your teacher today, be sure to let them know how much you appreciate everything they do for you.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Switzerland, where the world's worst hotel has opened. It's basically a bed next to a freeway and a petrol station. No walls, no roof, nothing to stop the noise from the highway it sits next to. It's called a zero-star hotel, and its creators, a pair of artists from Switzerland, want people to stay the night in it and reflect upon the problems the world has. Things like climate change. May not be the ideal location for your winter school holidays, but I've stuck a link to photos of it in your episode notes in case you want to have a gawk. You're welcome.
Sport time!
The West Coast Eagles AFLW team has a new recruit who, until yesterday, had no idea she'd be recruited to the team. Zoe Wakfa was at the AFLW draft in Melbourne on Wednesday night, there to cheer on her sister Lauren, who was selected to play for the West Coast Eagles at pick number 15 earlier in the night. It was the last pick of the draw, number 36, and it was the West Coast Eagles' turn, and who should they select but Lauren's little sister Zoe. Zoe was gobsmacked, which is a fancy way of saying really, really surprised, and she walked up onto the stage in a state of shock. Afterwards, she said she had no idea she was even in the running for club selection and had always just followed in her sister's footsteps. Lauren, who's excited to be playing in the women's AFL comp, jokingly said her little sister had spent her life copying everything she did. Little sisters, where would we be without them?
Pop Culture Corner.
What have you got planned these school holidays? For lots of us, a day at the movies is probably on the cards, whether it's to settle in for the movie Lightyear, the new Minions film, or the brand new Thor movie, which hits cinemas next week. If you do head to the flicks, which is the old-fashioned name for the movies, you'll be part of what has been called the Great Movie Comeback, with attendance at cinemas going through the roof in the first half of this year. Cinema operators have reported record audiences in movie houses around the country as the COVID pandemic happily fades and more people seek out entertainment in the company of other human beings. Because there's only so much binge-watching a person can do at home. And yes, I'm looking at you, Rose, my friend's obsessed daughter. It's school holiday time. Some of you are already off on holidays, some of you finish up the school term today. And while the Daily News podcast is taking a little break from today, we've got plenty of excellent content for you to dive into these school halls. By signing up to our Apple subscriber specials, you'll have access to our special school holiday Kids vs. Adult bumper quizzes, our entire back catalogue of Squiz Kids shortcuts, and our super excellent Squiz the World podcasts, where you get to visit a different country every podcast. Perfect for those school holiday road trips or long days at home. And the best bit, we've extended the free trial for a whole month. Search for Squiz Kids in the Apple podcasting app and click on Give Me More. You'll be glad you did.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country is the world's worst hotel room? Yeah, that's right. It's Switzerland. Question number two. Which AFL team have the Wakfa Sisters been chosen to join? Yeah, that's right. It's the West Coast Eagles. Question number three. Which golden-haired Marvel superhero with a superpower hammer is out in a new film next week? Yeah, that's right. It's Thor.
Shoutouts.
It's July 1, pinch and a punch. And it's our last episode for this school term. We're taking a little break for the school holidays and we'll be back re-energised and raring to go from Monday, July 18. It's also a Friday, and you know what that means. Plenty of kids celebrating their birthday today and over the coming weekend. So let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's a happy birthday to Gabrielle from Westley, Hunter from Shoal Bay, Olive from Wynnum, Amelia from Ermington, Sylvie from Bethanga, Ethan from Penshurst, Josh from Manly Vale, Rubes from Lakewood, Ethan from Cabramatta, Layla and Wanika from Bowral, Diesel from Gosnells, and Eliza from Mortdale. Not forgetting, of course, those Squiz kids celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend. Happy birthday to Jeremy from Brisbane, Amelia from Narromburn, Jackson from Perth, and Oscar from Exeter. Don't forget, if you're celebrating a birthday over the school holidays, be listening when we get back for a belated birthday shout-out. Unless you're Chloe from Hobart, whose mum wrote such a lovely note requesting an early birthday shout-out today for her 6th birthday on Monday, but I just couldn't say no. Happy early birthday, Chloe. And finally, a special shout out to my buddy Xavier from Manly, who did such an amazing job at the ninja course yesterday. Go Xavier! And finally, special classroom shout outs today going to Class 3D at Redham House in Wallara for finishing their exams this week. And farewell to Grace Tui at Sturt Public School in Wagga Wagga, who's moving to the Northern Territory. All the best, Grace. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday, July 18. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent couple of weeks. Over and out.